listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello there. This is Paul O'Higgins with today's Great Invitation. The Great Invitation goes out from the Father Heart of God to every single one of us, inviting us to be reconciled to Him and restored to the realm of His love, provision, glory, and life, and then to be filled with His Spirit, become partakers of His divine nature, and to become agents of His love, mercy, kindness, hope, and good cheer through the work of Jesus on the cross. In today's Great Invitation, I want to speak about God's great invitation to all of us to discover our destiny and to connect with God's specific destiny for every single one of us. In today's world, there is, the sociologists tell us, there is a crisis of identity. So many people growing up in an affluent or relatively affluent culture are left strangely empty by the abundance of things. And there is, in fact, in our culture, an epidemic of suicide. People not knowing their purpose, feeling useless, unwanted, unloved, unneeded, and unimportant. And this is because they have failed to discover and to connect with their destiny in nearly every case. Now, the antidote to this is to discover our true destiny. And the gospel is not only a message inviting us to receive the remission of sins and recovery to the Father's favor, but it's also an invitation to enter into the destiny He had for us before even the foundation of the world. So in today's program, I want to go over some scriptures with you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Also Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 12. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Psalm 40, verses 7 to 8, and Jeremiah 29:11. The Bible is full of God's invitation to us to discover destiny. And in Psalm 40, verse 7, it says, "Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is written in my heart." God had a written scroll for you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Paul speaks about this in Ephesians chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us," that's you and me, "in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him." That is, you and I were chosen for a specific plan and purpose that God had before He even formed us, before He even formed the world. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. That is, that we should live for the assigned purpose of God and without blame before Him, having predestined, that is, having decided and planned for us to be adopted as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Only in the scriptures you'll discover your true destiny. You'll never discover your destiny just from the secular culture around us, not from the high schools, not from the universities, but only from planning, from discovering the way, the truth, and the life, the message of Jesus, the message that goes out through the body of Christ to the world, the great invitation that God has for us to discover destiny through the forgiveness of sins and then entering in to a life as an adopted son and daughter of Jesus. Your destiny and my destiny, before I was even formed in my mother's womb, before even the world existed, He knew that I would exist and that you would exist, and His destiny for me, what He in mind when He created me, was that I'd be an adopted son of God through the work of Jesus on the cross, and that you and I, no matter what messes we have made of our lives in the past, before we knew our destiny, we would now discover that destiny and return to this destiny. part of the message of repentance means to return to the true destiny that God has for us before the foundation of the world. If you discover and enter into the true destiny that God has for you, you'll never again feel like an outcast. You'll never again feel unwanted, unneeded, unloved, because you'll have entered into the realm of the Father's love, and you'll experience His love, His direction, His purpose, and His guidance right throughout your life. Seek the Lord. Seek His presence. Seek His face continually. The life that is planned without discovering or seeking God's destiny is empty and joyless and ultimately ends like ashes in your mouth. There is no true fulfillment in it. As Jesus says, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What does it profit a man if you're the most famous, the wealthiest, and you've never entered into the real destiny that God had for you, to know Him, to be loved by Him, and to enter into His eternal purposes?" And that's what happens when we receive forgiveness of sins through the atoning sacrifice. We now enter into the realm of God's plans and purposes. That's why it's so important that we should be holy and blameless, that is, dedicated to God's plans and purposes. So whether you're young or whether you're older, I urge you this year to really seek God's plans and purposes. Say, "Lord, is there anything you want me to do?" Now, first of all, we have to discover what He wants us to be. He wants us to live as His beloved sons and daughters, and then to walk in the way of love, in the way we express ourselves in our family life and in our work life, and then to take our place in the body of Christ, in the team, God's great team of bringing love and light and comfort and truth and destiny to the world that often hasn't got a clue of its true destiny. So we take our place in this wonderful team that's sharing the love of God and the truth to a world that's lost its way. Because as Isaiah says, "All we like sheep had gone astray, had turned everyone to his own way." We'd all wandered away from God's script. And now we're returning back to the script that God has for us, the general script He has for all of us, to receive His love, to receive His adoption, to be restored to His care, protection, blessing, and mercy. That's the general destiny. And then the specific destiny to walk in His ways and to discover the unique assignments He has for you. I know that as you seek God the Father, and you seek Jesus' Lordship, and you ask Him to show you what He wants to do with your life, if you ask Him to show you where to go, what to do, what to be involved in, what no longer to be involved in, He will direct your path, and He will raise you up into the true destiny He had for you before the foundation of the world. It unfolds as we go, and the adventure of life to walk in the destiny and plans and purposes of God. Paul, towards the end of his ministry, in Philippians, writes this: "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, laid hold of everything, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." He's yearning, pressing in to the plans and the purpose and the calling of God. The calling of God can be your call to serve your family, your call in your work, but also there can be a spiritual calling and direction for ministry in the body of Christ, or certain assignments that are unique to you. Seek the Lord, seek His face, seek His presence continually. Paul says, "I lay a forgetting those things that lie behind." There was a time in his life when he was missing God's destiny. He was trapped in religion and going through religious rituals rather than seeking God's direction. "I forget," he says, "I'm forgetting those things that lie behind. I'm just putting that in the past sins. He was involved in the murder of Stephen. I'm putting that behind me because Jesus has taken the penalty of my sin. I'm beginning a new life now that I'm connected to the life of Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation, and I'm walking in the destiny of my new creation life." There's no self-righteousness in this. There's the receiving the life of God and that flowing in the plans and the purposes that unfolds with him as we make our home in him, as we hang in there with Jesus and hang in there with his people. Your life will become a beautiful life of being a blessing to many, many people. In Ephesians 1, verses 11 and 12, it says, "In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being destined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will." We have obtained an inheritance to walk in the plans and the purposes of God. So the world leaves us empty and dry. But when we turn to the Lord, we find something more wonderful than gaining the whole world. We discover the beautiful plans and the ways of the Lord. And this is not something just for special Christians. It's the destiny of all believers in Jesus. And one of the tragedy of things about present-day Christianity is so many people just stop at the place where they look to God for the forgiveness of sins and they receive the forgiveness of sins, but fail to make him Lord of their lives and enter the destiny, the ministry, the plans, the agendas he has for you and for me. For he's destined us to be blessed and to be a tremendous blessing to the world around us. Unless we make him complete Lord of our lives, unless we surrender ourselves to his plan, we'll never really enter into the fullness of the life of a son and daughter that he has for us. Wow, what an invitation to come to him and to enter into the fullness of destiny. Jeremiah 29:11. That wonderful passage where Jeremiah, speaking for God, says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a hope and a future." This prophecy was spoken to Israel. We know that God has special plans and purposes for Israel that will never be withdrawn and will never be prevented, although they may suffer opposition. But also we can take that scripture in a personal way. God knows the plans, the purposes, the agendas, the things he wants to do with your life, both now and in eternity. Yield yourself to that plan. Say to him, "Behold, I come to do your will. I want to walk in the plans and purposes you have for me. I want to be the person you want me to be." That's the great invitation. And then our response is to say, "Yes, Lord. Behold, I come to do your will. I don't want to simply follow the course of my own plans and ambitions or the course of this world. I want to know your assignments, your agenda, your direction, wherever it is you want me to go, whatever it is you want me to do." Don't think for a minute that entering into God's destiny requires that we be doing very dramatic and famous things. No, Jesus made this clear in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 27, a great verse, you might like to look it up. Jesus said, "Who is the greatest? He who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not the one who serves? I am among you as one who serves." So it's not the person with a big title, a big reputation, is necessarily the person of destiny. It's the person who carries out his duty of serving. When we yield ourselves to the Lord's destiny, we yield ourselves to do the ordinary things he gives us to do in our work, in our families, and to do it with a spirit of love and good cheer. That's entering into his destiny. No, your first thing is you want me to be someone loved by you and reciprocating that love and loving you back and passing it on to others. And then, Lord, within the framework of that big picture, I ask you to give me my specific assignments, whether it's right here where I live or whether it's a completely fresh direction for my life. The invitation is from God. The response is from you. We say, "Yes, Lord, behold, we come to do your will." The Great Invitation is produced by Reconciliation Outreach and made possible through the donations of listeners like you. To contact us, go to our website, reconciliationoutreach.net, and click on the contact button there, or simply write to us, Paul and Nuala O'Higgins, P.O. Box 2778, Stuart, Florida 34995. Let us know if you're enjoying these programs and if you're being blessed by them. We would love to hear from you. This is Paul O'Higgins saying goodbye for now, and may the good news be yours always. You find someone to serve that you can do something kind for. That will be the destiny of a servant believer. Let us know if you're enjoying these programs and if you're being blessed by them. We would love to hear from you. This is Paul O'Higgins saying goodbye for now, and may the good news be yours always.
Perfect for business or pleasure, Pirates Cove Resort offers a peaceful getaway, giving you old Florida charm in a gorgeous contemporary setting. Elegant and comfortable, Pirates Cove Resort satisfies your yearning for a place away from demanding schedules. Family owned and operated, the staff of Pirates Cove Resort will joyfully provide for your needs while you relax and enjoy all of our amenities. For more information, we can be reached at 772-287-2500 or on our website, piratescoveresort.com.
Hi, this is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In the Bible is the book of Job, a man blessed by God living around the year 2000 BC. God allows Job to be tested by Satan as his life is turned from prosperity and joy to hardship and pain. In chapter 3, Job says, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Job goes on to say in chapter 9, "How can mere mortals prove their innocence before God? If only there were someone to mediate between us, someone to bring us together, someone to remove God's rod from me, so that his terror would frighten me no more. Then I would speak up without fear of him, but as it stands now, I cannot." 1,000 years later, the prophet Isaiah tells us, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Around 1,000 years after the prophet Isaiah, the birth of Jesus is described in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 1. "Now the birth of Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." 70 years after the birth of Jesus, the Apostle Paul tells us in his letter to Timothy, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people." Job's prayer for a mediator has been answered for all mankind. And in case anyone out there is having a hard time with the 2,100 plus years, Peter the Apostle helps us understand it a little better, where he tells us, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Your plans for For I know your thoughts, your plans for me are good. I know you hold my future in my hope. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. No, your promises never fail.
This morning I woke up and I looked in the mirror and every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. So in everything, Lord, I give you praise, and I put a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, beautiful day, it's a beautiful day. Don't fuss and cry, let us unite, we got one life, so let's make it right. It's a beautiful day, yeah, it's a beautiful day. Valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil won't be dismayed. When I see the clock ticking away and things are not in place, everything in life happens for a reason. Disappointment comes with a lesson. It's on me to get wiser, got to work harder. In the end it will get better. Thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful day, yeah.